We're back with more of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North. Before the break, we heard about some of the cutting-edge treatment the VA system offers its veteran population. But as comprehensive as VA care can be, it can't do everything. So often, nonprofit organizations step in to work with the VA. We featured some of those local groups on Lake Effect, like Feast of Crispian. They're doing important work with vets. Another such group is Guitars for Vets, co-founded a dozen years ago by Marine Corps veteran Dan Van Buskirk and musician and guitar instructor Patrick Nedesheim. Guitars for Vets provides guitars and guitar lessons free to any veteran who's interested. And as Dan, who suffers from combat-related PTSD, will tell you, what one guitar can do is pretty astounding. Dan and Patrick join me in the studio now to tell us more. Dan and Pat, it is a pleasure to have you back in the studio.
Yes,
it's only been a dozen years.
Thank you.
You know what, Bonnie? It's barely a tick of the clock when we talk geology.
That's true. Yeah, in terms of Earth time and cosmological time, you know, we just saw each other yesterday. But it has been 12 years since we first talked about Guitars for Vets, and you reminded me before we turned on the microphone that was your first radio interview. I think when we talked, you had barely begun.
Yeah, I was actually a very young man when we first talked, as well as Dan, and I believe we had one chapter, and that was at Zablocki VA right here in Milwaukee.
And so I assume things have grown a little bit in the intervening years.
Yes, we have expanded by more than 110 chapters throughout the United States. It's pretty mind-blowing, and, you know, we've taken a few steps up the mountainside, but when you think that there's 25 million-plus veterans in the United States at any time, and over 1 million with PTSD. We've been able to help 4,000 of them, but even if 5% of that 1 million would like our program, it's another 50,000. So we've got work to do.
Dan, you're the veteran in the group. What was it about the need that you saw that made you think guitars are going to help?
Well, as a vet struggling with PTSD from combat, I needed harmony in my life, and I needed to refine myself from the triggers of war. It's a constant refinement, lifelong refinement, to lubricating that PTSD survival brain so that the triggers of war and trauma can't attach to it so easily, so that we catch that. And with the guitar, we're replacing those sounds of battle, those sounds of you're not enough, you didn't save your buddy, with a daily practice and a daily habit of bringing harmonious notes into our life. So Aristotle said, excellence isn't an act, it's daily habits that we form. And one thing Pat really got through to me, because I didn't have a lot of self-confidence with the guitar, he said, it's not anything but practice, just play. And when we play the guitar, even simple three chords, it's just such a beautiful sound. And like a rifle, we're holding it close to our body, but it's reaching our soul, which a rifle can't do. Completely different instruments.
Had you played before you had gone into the service?
No, not at all, before the service, right.
Yeah. So this was a new thing for
new
you.
New thing,
yeah.
Yes.
You know, people have talked about how music, you know, soothes the savage beast. Music does a lot of things because it reaches, it's kind of doesn't need words. And it goes to a place that allows people to communicate and heal in a way that other things don't. And so I, you know, when Pat, you and I first talked back 12 years ago, you know, one of the things that so excited me about this, particularly in this population of people who are dealing with PTSD from combat, that, you know, you're using something so fundamental to being human to try to help people.
Absolutely. I do not believe they have yet found a culture on this planet that does not have some form of music indigenous to it. So it is, I think, as innately human as you see religion is, some form of spirituality, let's put it that way, within every culture. This is a piece of it. This is a conduit to the higher self.
Right. And we carry around the first instrument, you know, our singing. our ability to make beautiful sound.
Yeah, the body is an instrument for sure. And, you know, even I always joke, my brother is a drummer in my band. You know, he hits stuff with sticks. You know, that's where it all started. I mean, we can make sound, and there is something attractive to that that helped us refine it as a species.
So when you first started, and I know it was here, and it was here in Milwaukee, was the plan all along to try to get it into every VA in the country?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Not only in every VA, but just simply to make it accessible to every U.S. military veteran that would find what we do beneficial.
And do you find that the VAs from 12 years ago to now, are people more or less or the same receptive to having this kind of program?
Well, I would say, you know, having over 100 chapters in the U.S. does help because we have some street cred. And the vast majority of music therapists and rec therapists at VAs would like us to come in and help. Because there's usually only one, maybe two rec therapists. And we're not music therapists. So I put that out there right away. These folks go through years of schooling and the psychology that's involved. We show up and we teach guitar and we listen to our brothers and sisters and we work on cultivating joy. But to get back to your point, Bonnie, the vast majority welcomes us with open arms. There's always a few that, for whatever reason, feel a bit threatened by this, but that is not our intent. Our intent is to augment the services that are provided.
And so, Dan, I understand you helped co-found this, but then you kind of went and did some other things.
Yes.
And then have come back.
I think it takes a village. So I co-founded Hounds and Vets Empowered, now Haven, and we help vets with service dogs. We help teach them how to train service dogs. And it helps the dog because the dog usually comes from the Humane Society and the dog's been dumped out in the highway somewhere in Tennessee or some other state. And
here.
And it has PTSD. So they understand each other and they work really well as a team.
Well, I love the idea of animals and music together, too.
I
think
do
that's
too.
A wonderful combination.
Yeah. My Labrador Retriever always lays next to me no matter how bad I play the guitar.
Loves you anyway.
Yeah, he gets it.
As long as you don't play those notes that make them twitch, you
oh,
know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and the animals have done a lot for music. You know, House of the Rising Sun, We Got to Get Out of This Place. Those are all animals.
Oh, those animals, yes.
Yeah.
That I don't think any of those are lying next to Dan. Yeah, I don't think so. Well, maybe they are,
I try
you know.
To keep him on a pretty tight leash.
Yes.
Speaking of animals.
Yeah. And so what made you come back?
I am always asking how I can demonstrate a purpose of helping a traumatized community. And when we came back from Vietnam for 30 years, we didn't know anything about trauma or PTSD. So we struggled. We blamed ourselves. We felt like we weren't enough to save our teammates, to save our marriages. We went through hell with that because we couldn't get treatment. So my thought is, the Vietnam vets have led the way. They have led the way on trauma work. And I want Milwaukee to lead the way in a traumatized community. Let's take point. Let's go face the landmines and the unfriendlies of the triggers of trauma, and let's get something done right here, right now. We can do it.
Well, and you have. And you're in 100 different communities now. How are you getting funding? What is it, 501c3?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're a nonprofit?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get funding by working 12 to 14 hours a day.
Asking for grants and donations?
Yeah,
yeah.
Out there
yeah.
begging.
Yeah.
We've had some corporate response, but the majority of it comes from people like us sitting right here, you know, $10, $20 at a time. The folks that don't have a lot to give tend to be the ones that give the most. And why that is, I'm really don't know. So we're still looking for that angel philanthropist to come through here after 12 years. We have an opportunity to be running 1,000 chapters, you know, in every state. Right now we're in 43 states. We have the infrastructure there, but we just need to build more of that, meaning hire some more folks. What people don't understand, some, is that folks can't, I mean, I did this, Dan and I did this for free for 7 years, but not everybody is that unique.
Well, I was going to say dedicated or able. You know, a lot of people can't, you know, do something that takes that kind of effort without getting paid for it.
Absolutely. And I totally understand that. And we were in a position where we could figure out some way to get by on, you know, ramen noodles and lentils.
Yeah.
Sea rations.
Yeah. Well, they still have a stockpile of those somewhere, I think. Make sure you have your hot sauce.
Because
it's the only thing that makes it palatable. Do the guys get to keep the guitars?
Yes. After 10, free. This is all free for the vet. Private lessons. And during these 10 lessons, they're using a guitar that we get donated by the community. So we're always looking for guitar donations. But after those 10 lessons, when they graduate, they get a brand new, at this point, we're using Yamaha acoustic guitars and all of the accessories, the stand, the bag, the string, straps, picks, tuner, everything you need to enjoy the instrument. That costs guitars for vets $200 for the whole graduation packs. And then the vets go on to group lessons where the teamwork and the camaraderie is established and they put together bands to perform out. Boy, that does a heck of a lot for the self-esteem. And it just continues to pay itself forward as more people in the community see the results of what we're putting together here.
So what kind of data have you gotten back from the various chapters in terms of the healing portion of it? Are you getting reports from counselors saying these folks are doing so much better and here's how we can prove that?
Yeah, and Dan can speak to this too, but I would say the majority of the reports come directly from the students themselves, and they say this saved my life. So it's really hard, Bonnie, to put a number on how many people didn't take their life today.
Right.
I mean, you could just figure out the population on Earth and at one given moment and say that. And I always tell folks that they saved their lives. Maybe we gave them a tool.
Yeah.
We threw them a life preserver because you can't stop somebody, but you can inspire and encourage and let them, you know, find that spark that's still within them. And we just throw a little gasoline on that. But what's your experience, Dan?
Well, my experience, I was in a Marine recon team. We walked point for the infantry to find out where the enemy base camps were. So we had a fair amount of combat under our belts. And my personal experience is a trauma dies very hard. So it's a lifetime of work to get better. And it requires of us not to get too wrapped up in healing, but in learning how to refine our thoughts so that when the untrue thoughts about ourselves come in, the disharmony, we replace them with harmony. And the guitar is an inroad into that because it takes focus to practice with your strumming hand, your fretboard hand, and coordinate all that. So the stinking thinking, as Marines call it, doesn't have a chance to get in. We don't have time to delve into the past or the future. We're right here in the present. And that, I wouldn't say that's healing, but it's teaching us how to think better and how capturing, like Patrick said, joy. It's linking us up with our soul. And war tears the soul out of people because it's so incredibly brutal and extreme that it's not right for human beings to be in war. So we get to turn that around.
How has your guitar playing changed over the years since you started doing this?
Well, I'm still working at it. I'm learning how to get my timing down, my rhythm, and the chords have always been fairly easy for me. So it's never like, oh, I've got it. It's like Aristotle said, you just work on your habits and you practice every day. It shows up in feeling more of that peace and harmony in your life that music brings. It's really special to create our own music rather than, you know, depending on. The guitar is something you can take anywhere with you. You can backpack with it. You can take it in your car. Mm-hmm. You can go to a park someplace quietly and play it. When we're feeling anxiety, that's a good time to play the guitar.
Pull the guitar out.
Yeah. If I'm feeling anxiety, I don't work with my dog because he picks up on the anxiety. So I can go to my guitar as a tool and play that and then come back to my dog when the anxiety is not there.
And, you know, we can't finish this interview without mentioning, you know, on the dark side of things, when Dan and I started this organization, the suicide rate was 18 a day. And that blew me away. I was thinking 18 a month, which is horrible. No, it's a day. Then it came up to 22. And we have a lot of organizations that deal with the number 22. And what's it at now, Dan?
24.
I mean, this is absolutely unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And our brothers and sisters who are taking their lives are doing it because they're in agony. This has nothing to do about, you know, somebody taking the easy way out. They just want the pain to stop. And what we can do by getting these folks in the program, some of the people we work with, this is all they have. That's mm-hmm. it. They want to come back and work on those guitar chords. Now, there's other modalities that can do that, but I use the term pays itself forward. When you're playing the guitar, people gather around. You just walk down the street with a guitar in the bag. It's like walking a dog. People say, hey, do you play in a band? Do you play? It's a wonderful social catalyst.
I think one of the things I most admire about our guitar teachers is that they're working with vets that have experienced homelessness, all kinds of issues. They're walking point right out there in the middle of the trauma field. Our first organization was in the domiciliary, and that's where the vets come in that are experiencing homelessness and drug problems. Of course, drugs. People, young people, 18-year-old brain, it has to turn to some kind of coping mechanism to handle war, to lose your teammates. And just think, they come in without a home, and they come in with all the trauma, and they've got a group right there offering them some joy, some happiness, a free guitar, and sticking with them through the process afterwards. And when you walk into Guitarist for Vets chapters, there's always a lot of laughter, a lot of good. Everybody's pretty happy, and it's the kind of change these guys need, these men and women need.
Well, I want to thank you for doing the work. It's hard, and those numbers make it hard. But, you know, it sounds like in the dozen years since we last talked that a lot of good has happened. And I want to thank you both for coming in and telling us about it.
Peace.
Thank you.
Marine veteran Dan Van Buskirk and musician and guitar instructor Patrick Nettesheim co-founded Guitars for Vets in Milwaukee a dozen years ago. The organization now has chapters in 43 states. You can find out more about what they do at WUWM.com. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.